Summing up, sensory systems. Sensory receptor cells, also known as sensory cells or simple receptors, transduce information about external and internal environment into action potentials. Those sensory receptor cells that can fire action potentials are called sensory neurons. Adaptation enables the nervous system to ignore irrelevant or continuous stimuli while remaining responsive to relevant or new stimuli. Chemical stimuli. Chemoreceptors are responsible for smell and taste. Olfactory sensors project directly to the olfactory bulb of the brain. Sensors for the same odorant project to the same area of the olfactory bulb. Taste buds in the mouth cavities are responsible for the sense of gustation. The five basic tastes are sweet, salt, sour, bitter, and umami. Mechanical stimuli. The skin contains a variety of mechanoreceptors that respond to touch and pressure. In human auditory systems, ear pinnae collect and direct sound waves to the tympanic membrane, which vibrates in response to sound waves. The movements of the tympanic membrane are amplified through a chain of ossicles that conduct the vibration to the oval window. Movements of the oval window create pressure waves in the fluid-filled cochlea. The basilar membrane running down the center of the cochlea is distorted by sound waves. These distortions cause the bending of hair cells in the organ of Corti. Receptor potentials in hair cells cause them to release neurotransmitter, which creates action potentials in the auditory nerve. Hair cells are also mechanoreceptors. They are found in the auditory organs and organs of equilibrium, such as the semicircular canals and the vestibular apparatus. Light detection. Photosensitivity depends on the absorption of photons of light by rhodopsin, a photoreceptor molecule that consists of a protein called opsin and a light-absorbing prosthetic group. Vertebrates have two types of photoreceptors, rod cells and cone cells. In humans, the fovea contains almost exclusively cone cells, which are responsible for color vision, but are not very sensitive in dim light. The retina consists of five layers of neurons lining the back of the eye. The light-absorbing photoreceptor cells are at the back of the retina. The axons of the ganglion cells in the innermost layer of the retina are bundled together in the optic nerve. Skeletal muscles and contraction. Skeletal muscles consist of bundles of muscle fibers. Each skeletal muscle fiber is a huge cell containing multiple nuclei. Skeletal muscles contain numerous myofibrils, which are bundles of actin and myosin filaments. The regular overlapping arrangement of the actin and myosin filaments into sarcomeres gives skeletal muscle its striated appearance. The molecular mechanism of muscle contraction involves the binding of the globular heads of myosin molecules to actin. Release of the myosin heads from actin and their return to their original conformation requires ATP. All the fibers activated by a single motor neuron constitute a motor unit. When an action potential spreads across the plasma membrane and through the T-tubules, calcium is released from the sarcoplasmic reticulum. Cardiac and smooth muscles. Cardiac muscle cells are striated, uninucleate, branching, and electrically connected by gap junctions, so that action potentials spread rapidly throughout sheets of cardiac muscle and cause coordinated contractions. Some cardiac muscle cells are pacemaker cells that generate and conduct electrical signals. Smooth muscle provides contractile force for internal organs. Smooth muscle cells respond to stretch and to neurotransmitters from the autonomic nervous system. Bones and joints. Skeletal systems provide supports against which muscles can pull. Endoskeletons are internal systems of rigid, rod-like, plate-like, and tube-like supports, consisting of bone and cartilage, to which muscles are attached. Bone is continually remodeled by osteoblasts, which lay down new bone, and osteoclasts, which erode bone. Bones develop from connective tissue membranes, membranous bone, or from cartilage, cartilage bone, through ossification. Cartilage bone can grow until centers of ossification meet. Bone can be solid and hard, compact bone, or it can contain internal spaces, cancellous bone. Most of the compact bone is composed of Herveshian systems. Joints enable muscles to power movements in different directions. Tendons connect muscles to bones. Ligaments connect bones to one another. Muscles and bones work together around joints as systems of levers.